contemplate our future. Even though we often are, thank you that we don't need to be afraid of what's coming because you're there. You're there ahead of us. You're not weighed down. You're not worried. You don't have anxiety. You don't panic. Nothing surprises you. You're not confused or confounded by anything. But we are. We experience all those things, Lord. Therefore, trusting not in ourselves but in you shouldn't be as hard as we often make it. It should be a reasonable thing to steadily do. I pray this morning in my weakness, open our hearts to your strength and love today. For those who are sick and injured, we have them. We have them here amongst our brothers and sisters who are sick and injured. Some of us are anticipating surgery or recovering from it. Some are waiting test results. As the one who heals, come and heal the illnesses of our bodies. Comfort our recoveries. Strengthen our caregivers. Drive out fears and lies that plague our minds, in our imaginations, in our emotions. And most of all, restore our trust in your power to do these things. Inspire us to care for one another. For those of us who mourn, whether our grief is fresh or it's lingering, as the resurrection and the life, come and console us who are grieving. Persuade us to share our tears of sorrow and laughter at remembering. And persuade us to remain hopeful for this life. Inspire us to comfort and companion one another. For those with relationships coming apart, for families stressed by estrangements, for friends divided by anger, for any of our brothers and sisters alienated by sin. As the great mediator and reconciler, come, Jesus, come. Break down proud spirits and replace them with humble hearts. Empower each to speak and hear truth and love, to repent and forgive, to be gracious and patient with one another, and with even their own selves. Provide means and opportunity and restore relationships. Inspire us to love one another. For your church, global as well as here in this tiny landmark footprint, as King of Kings, as Lord of all, as the Prince of Peace, come, as light and truth with grace and love, give wisdom from above and the courage to do what's right, not just expedient or, dare I say, politically correct. Protect the innocence of your church, Lord, no matter how difficult our lives become. Lord, guard it from within and from out. And especially our own sons and daughters, keep your people faithful so the gospel may flourish in hardened places as your people live until you come. Inspire us in truth and love. This is our prayer in your name, Jesus. Amen.